Brother Jason, would you please come forward? Where's the handheld? Who has the handheld mic? Would you hand it to your... No, thank you. Join me up here, would you please? Beloved members of Grace Fellowship Church, elders are set apart for a ministry of watchful and responsible care for the welfare and order of the church. Elders have oversight of all members, including one another, the deacons, and all of the members of a local assembly, equipping everyone to live in harmony with God's word. They, elders, they ensure the word of God is rightly proclaimed and taught, and the ordinances faithfully administered. Elders are to serve all the local assembly with advice, consolation, and encouragement. Today, we are setting Brother Jason apart to the office of elder. I have some questions for you, brother, and you would just answer them as I ask them. Brother Jason, do you believe in your heart that you are called by Grace Fellowship Church and therefore by God to this office?
I do.
Brother Jason, will you be diligent in your study of Holy Scripture and in use of your means of grace? Will you pray for God's people and lead them by your own example in faithful service and holy living?
I will.
Will you accept the church's order and governance, submitting to her discipline, should you become delinquent in either life or doctrine?
I will.
Are you willing to take personal responsibility in the life of this congregation as an elder to oversee the ministry and resources of the church and devote yourself to prayer, the ministry of the word, and the shepherding of God's flock, relying upon the grace of God in such a way that Grace Fellowship Church and the entire Church of Jesus Christ will be blessed?
I am.
Members of Grace Fellowship Church, beloved in the Lord Jesus Christ, do you receive in the name of the Lord Brother Jason as an ordained servant of Christ, as an elder of this church? If so, say we do.
We do.
Do you promise to respect him for the sake of the office of elder which he has been chosen and is being ordained?
We do.
Do you promise to encourage and pray for Brother Jason and to labor together with him in obedience to the gospel, for the unity, purity, and peace of the church, and the honor of our Lord Jesus Christ?
Amen.
Grace Fellowship, receive Brother Jason as an elder, as Christ's own servant. Support him in love, that his work may bear fruit, in the name and by the authority of our Lord Jesus Christ. I declare that Brother Jason is now an elder of Christ's church in this local assembly.
Amen.
Brother, if you come down here, we have you sit, and elders, would you come up, please, and let's lay hands and pray.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for our brother Jason and the life you have given him and how you have providentially worked out every detail of his life. And you need all of your creation to bring him to this point right now. We humbly praise you for how you work to bring about all of your decrees. Father, I pray for my brother today. I pray that he would continue on the course of life that he has been on. He will not just continue, but grow in his love for you and the Lord Jesus Christ, that he will continue to be sanctified in the Lord Jesus and to grow in holiness, that there will be no part of his life that he will overlook in seeking to bring it in obedience to the scriptures, in all of it, in his personal living, in his relationship with his wife, his relationship with his children and extended family, and his relationship with this church. Father, I pray that he will eagerly continue the private means of grace in his life, and that he will continue to read the scriptures faithfully. He will continue to pray that his will would be lined up under your will, that he would turn from the temptations he personally faces in his life and seek to bring you glory by how he lives. Father, I pray that he will continue to lead his wife well, to love his wife well, that he will sacrifice his own life in the manner our Lord and Savior did for his own wife, that she might also be holy and pure and without blemish, that he will continue to bring up his children in the training and admonition of the Lord, and that he will be fully devoted to these things as he always has been, that these things will continue to have the importance in his life that they always have had. Father, I pray that as this change occurs in his life, the words we have heard of yours today and of our pastor will be meaningful in his life, and that he will take great heed to them. I have no doubt that my brother is, and will do that, but we ask for your grace that it will be so. And that, Father, I also ask that you will give him strength and courage and boldness to do that, that it will not be a cause of undue anxiety, but that it will be meaningful to him in how he conducts his life. Mm-hmm. Father, it's a change that none of us can appreciate until it happens, and I pray that the weight of the matter will not, that will be weighty, but it will not be a debilitating weight, allowing, preventing him from functioning in any way that he needs to function. I pray that you will providentially allow the time for him for the things, the new things that he will need to do that have not been in his life before. Father, we know that you can provide, and you can and you will provide all the things mm-hmm. that we need for what you have called us to do, and we know that you will do that for our brother too. Father, as he is called on to teach and preach your word, that he will continue to be eager to do that faithfully and to have your word say exactly what it says mm-hmm. and to apply that to his life and to the life of this church as you intended it to be applied, and you will give him great wisdom to apply your word, to understand and apply your word in a world that is very, very broken and fallen. Mm-hmm. And it is only through your wisdom that any of us can do that. So please bless my brother in this way. Mm-hmm. Father, I pray that he will continue to labor for the lost souls, and that whatever it is to do the work of an evangelist, that will be on his mind in his life. And as you give him opportunities to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ to the world at large and to unbelievers in particular, that he would do that with grace and with word seasoned with salt and with skill and wisdom, and that he will bring the truth to bear on the lives of individual souls, and indeed he will even look for opportunities to do that where he may have not before. Mm-hmm. Father, your glory, we pray, will be displayed in bringing or ordaining Jason to this position, this role as one of our shepherds, and Father, protect and guide this church so that that may happen. Amen.
Father, I praise and thank you for giving our brother to this local church as a gift, as a member of this body, function and to use the talents and the resources you have given him to build up and strengthen and equip this church. I pray that you would help him, guide him, and lead him, continue to strengthen him, to provide and care for this body. I pray that you would give him grace and the study and preaching and teaching of your word. That you would bless and grow his wisdom and boldness and confidence to explain and teach the truth of your word. And Father, may you give blessing to his ministry. May it further your kingdom as people would hear and receive Christ by faith. Sinners would be saved and brought into your eternal family. I pray that you would use my brother Jason to do so. I pray that you would use him to sanctify each and every one of us. Use his preaching, use his teaching to convict us of sin and to purify and cleanse and glorify your name. Lord, I pray that you would bless his ministry, that you would bless his labors as a pastor, as an elder. That he would do so with humility and with joy. That we would, as a congregation, receive and encourage him and pray for him.
Father God, it is my prayer that you would continue to have my brother Jason to be poured out like a drink offering, that he would be emptied of himself and living his life for you more and more. Father, as he now is going to be responsible before you for how he shepherds the flock, may he do it with great fear and wisdom. Father, help us all to be unified in our understanding of your word, and may our counsel that we give and the doctrines that we preach be true and right. And may my brother Jason be useful in that process. Thank you for the gift he is to our church. Thank you for the church in the life of Jason and his family. You are a great God, and we are overwhelmed at your kindness to us. Use this brother mightily for your purposes. Pray in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.
Stand and sing hymn 341, Never Cease to Praise.